recording, and that's recording. Okay, Ajmal Shahzad, a terrific start to your Sussex career. You must be absolutely delighted.
Yeah, I think it went well for me to chip in and take some wickets in both innings and to get some runs in both innings. It's something, you know. Coming in at 8 is what my job is. I've been wanting to do that job for a while now, and it was nice to back it up and just to help the lads out in a way, really. You know, we had a really strong four-seam attack, and it was nice to do my bit for the lads, and you know, a long way to continue.
Let's talk about your batting first of all, because the contributions you made in both innings were really important at important times.
Yeah, I kind of enjoy them times, to be honest with you, when the pressure's on you, and really I ain't got nothing to lose. So it was nice out there, really, to back up Brownie, obviously, trying to get him to 100, and it was nice to be there when he got it. And then when Wrighty and myself counter-attacked him, really, when we were up against it, it was nice to be part of that. You know, bit of a poor shot for myself in the heat of the battle to get out to, but you know, you live and learn, and I can keep moving on from them and build on it.
In terms of your bowling, picking up 6 wickets, that's a nice return in your first match.
Yeah, it is, yeah. I'm very pleased with that. You know, I had a really tough last year, and I didn't know where my next wicket was coming from, and pre-season's gone really, really well for me. You know, I took 4 wickets against the Uni side, and then a couple against Surrey, and then to come and take 6 here, you know, it's very pleasing. But again, first game of the season, we need to build on it now and just keep backing up performances and staying fit and strong.
Ed Joyce was saying that you're an extrovert, you brought something to the dressing room, but he said you were really nervous before the match.
I was, yeah, I'm always nervous. You know, it's one of them, I like to play my each game as my last. I don't take anything for granted, especially kind of the journey I've been on over the last 4 or 5 years. So, you know, I'm just, you know, very grateful to Matt Robinson and Sussex for having me here and making me feel, you know, in the space of 4 months, massively part of the team. I can see why Chris Jordan didn't so well when he came here. You know, he's taken me and Millsy and looked after us and given us all the confidence we need to go out and perform on the pitch, and it's nice to be part of that. And yeah, you know, exciting times ahead, really.
What is it about Mark Robinson? You've mentioned Chris Jordan there. You know, Sussex just have this knack of getting players who aren't quite doing it at their current counties and turning it into something a little bit special.
He's just a Yorkie, isn't he? That's what it is. He's just a Yorkie and he's got it in him. But he's a genuinely nice guy, and he wants to take care of you. It's like a fatherly instinct in him. You know, he sees us as his babies and he wants to look after us. And it's nice. I think every fast bowler wants that. You always want a mentor and somebody to look after you, because you can have good days and he brings you down to earth a bit, and you can have bad days as well, and they're the ones when you need lifting up and being told that you're special. And he has the ability to do that. He's a very good man manager. And yeah, fingers crossed, we can just keep going and he can keep looking after us.
And do you feel you've got something to prove, perhaps not to yourself, but to other people within the game of cricket?
I've wanted to do this role for a while. You know, I think I offer more with the bat than I've shown. And bowling, you know, I showed glimpses of what I'm capable of doing when I was slightly younger, but kind of 21 to 24, and then kind of just went away, especially my 4-day cricket, went away from what I was about, and found it very difficult. My 1-day cricket, thankfully, has gone in the right direction. I've always been up there and thereabouts, leading wicket takers in the country in all formats, and bowled at every time, all times, in the 2020s or in the 50 over game. So look, my 1-day cricket's going the right way. My 4-day cricket, yeah. And you know, again, I also want to prove it to myself. You know, I think I'm better than what I've shown. In kind of when you look back at the stats in your bowling averages and your batting averages, I've been better than that. I also, you know, and I know this from myself, I always take wickets when the team needs them. So I might only take 1 wicket, but it'll be at the right time. I might only get 20 runs, but it'll be in a 50, 7500 partnership. So look, I like playing under pressure. It brings out the best in me. And yeah, look, it's a great start, but it's only that, it's just a start. So fingers crossed I can stay fit and strong and keep going.
We heard a rousing rendition of good old Sussex by the Sea. It always happens when Sussex win. What did you make of that? It was echoing around here.
I really enjoyed it. So I'm telling you, you should have seen Wellesley's face. He was so passionate. I just need to learn the lyrics. They've not told me it. But yeah, I was lip reading a little bit and trying to go along with it, as you do. But yeah, look, fingers crossed we can sing that every week so we can get some wins under our belt.
Final question, and how are you settling in on down on the south coast? I know you've been down for a while.
very good. Just hopefully pick up the keys to my flat in the next couple of days, move in and then really get settled down by the sea, and it's a great place to be.
Fantastic. Ashmal, well done in your first match. Many congratulations.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
Just stop that.
Ashmal, thank you so much.
Take care.
All the best. Take care.